That'd be time for business. Giles Beckford.
Thank you, Corin. Atamaria in the news this morning. Supply chain worries as a shipping line cuts a coastal shipping service. Should the Federal Reserve raise rates when banks are in so much trouble? And the latest from financial markets. There are concerns for New Zealand's supply chain security after global shipping giant Maersk has scrapped a national shipping service. It's withdrawing its dedicated New Zealand coastal service known as Coastal Connect from next month. The service is linking secondary ports with Australia. Instead, it will upgrade its Trans-Tasman Polaris service to a weekly service. The Maritime Union says the move is a step backwards for New Zealand's supply chain security. Its Auckland branch security, Russell Main, believes cost may also go up.
The cost of putting goods through an Australian port is a lot higher than putting it through a New Zealand port. So you would think that it must, and you've got the cost of steaming to a hub port in Australia instead of steaming to a hub port in New Zealand. So my first take on it, I can't see that it will be any cheaper for the exporter.
Russell Main says between 36 and 38 local workers will be made redundant as a result of the service withdrawal. In reply, Maersk says the changes will in fact enhance New Zealand's supply chain with improved flexible services, better connections to overseas markets. It says it's not motivated by cost cutting. And the shipping line says it's currently talking to about 60 affected New Zealand crew to look at whether some may be redeployed on other Maersk services. Well, the US Federal Reserve has another rate-setting meeting this week amid the swirling bank crisis. Some commentators have been urging central banks not to raise their benchmark rates and add to the financial pressure on banks. But Adam Posen of the Peterson Institute says the Fed can't afford to stop.
We have genuine inflation issues in the U.S. They are important to every working person. They have to be dealt with, and they will get worse if you don't deal with them. Meanwhile, the U.S. government, the federal deposit system, the banks who will be paying for the federal deposit system are all providing the necessary liquidity. So you should be able to separate raising rates against inflation from providing liquidity in specific circumstances.
That's Adam Posen of the Peterson Institute. Forecasts are for a 25 basis point rise from the Federal Reserve, which will be announced Thursday morning our time. Well, let's have a look at financial markets. Wall Street is largely positive. The rescue of Credit Suisse seems to have calmed financial markets. European markets were solidly higher. Credit Suisse shares, when they resumed trading, more than halved in value. UBS, which has taken over Credit Suisse, it did dip, but has rebounded mostly. Attention now on the Federal Reserve meeting, as we've just been discussing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average currently up 1%. The S&P 500 0.7% higher. The Nasdaq is 0.2% up. The local top 50 index fell 1.4%, one of the bigger falls this year, 161 points. To 11,565. All the gains from the New Year rally have now been erased. The New Zealand dollar, 62.5 US cents, 93 Australian, 50.9 British pence, 0.583 euro, 82.3 Japanese yen, and 4.3 yuan. Brent crude oil down 25 cents at $72.70 US a barrel. Gold is down about $10 at $1,983 US dollars an ounce.